I so appreciate Sarah's words and just the reminder that we can feel two opposing things at once, that we can feel both sad and mournful and also grateful for a Savior and hopeful for a future with him. So as we go towards leaving tonight, I just wanted to leave you with some encouragement, a few tips for how to get through Christmas or the holidays if you are grieving or struggling, or if you have a loved one who is grieving or struggling. So if you're grieving, give yourself permission to do what you want to do and to be where you want to be. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to change your mind at the last minute if you realize you're just not up for something. It's be with who you want to be with. Some people are harder to be around if you're grieving, and that's okay. If you have a loved one who's grieving, it's good and okay to reach out and invite them. Be respectful and accept their no. Don't push and don't take it personal. Never assume you know what they need, but just ask and listen to their answer. If you're grieving, ask for what you need. You may need a meal or a visit, just a talk or a shopping trip. Most friends and family feel honored and relieved when they know that they can provide something that you need. I hear all the time that loved ones aren't sure what to do for someone when they're hurting, but they feel so good when they're needed and they know what they can do. If you have a loved one who's hurting, say something. People often tell me they don't want to bring it up because they don't want to make their loved one sad, but trust me, your loved one is already thinking about it. I often hear grieving people say, "Everyone is acting like I didn't lose my wife, like everything's normal. They don't even ask me how I'm doing or acknowledge the difficulty of Christmas time." If you don't know what they need, just ask. If you're afraid they don't want to talk, you can simply say, "I want to ask how you're doing without so-and-so here this year, but I'm worried it might upset you. Do you want to talk about it?" If you're grieving, do something special. This can be, it can be good to plan a time of remembrance. So this can be something traditional, like visiting a gravesite, or it can be non-traditional, like going out and karaokeing, because that's what the person you're missing loved to do. This could also look like creating a new tradition, because something like divorce or singleness has made old traditions difficult. If you have a loved one who's grieving, do something special and or be willing to participate in something that's been initiated by your loved one who's struggling. If you're grieving, feel your feelings. People often describe grief as coming in waves. So you may feel a wave of sadness, followed by a wave of happiness, followed by a wave of anger or loneliness. Allowing yourself to feel happy does not mean that you're not still mourning, and allowing yourself to feel sad does not mean you're dampening the Christmas spirit or bringing anyone down. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. This honors how God created our bodies. If you know someone or you have a loved one who's grieving, give them space to feel their feelings. Be with them where they are. Don't try to cheer them up unless they ask you to. Don't try to rush them out of their grief or try to convince them that they shouldn't be angry. Listen, empathize, ask questions about how they're doing. Good questions are, how are you feeling about Christmas this year? What would Tim have liked to do if he was here? What are your hardest times of day? Is there any special thing you would like to do this Christmas? Or simply say, I don't know what you're going through, but I care about you and I'm here to listen. If you're grieving, pray. We have a God who draws near the brokenhearted and who experienced grief and suffering himself. He did not have to, but he chose to because he loves you. He knows, he hears, and he cares. Go to him with your pain. If you have a loved one who's grieving, pray. Pray knowing that God knows, hears, and cares for your loved one more than you do. Lastly, if you're grieving, search for hope. Even when you feel hopeless and angry and lost in the darkness, remind yourself of the truth that you have a God who grieves with you and who died for you so that you can someday be in heaven with him, where the Bible tells us there will be no more tears. And if you have a loved one who's grieving, hold hope for that loved one. Your loved one may feel lost in the midst of grief and the darkness and all that brings, but you can hold on to that light and shine that light for them. You can remind them through your love and your actions and your faith that God is always with them, always caring, always loving them in the midst of their pain. So as you go forward, just know that God loves you, God cares, God is with you. And so as we conclude the service this evening, again, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for your courage and showing up. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing your words with us. We will have refreshments in the back at the back of the sanctuary. Please join us for refreshments. We also have people up here who are available to pray for you if you need prayer. So I'll leave you with these words from Jesus that come from John 14, 26 through 27. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.